Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia officials are outlining what happened this past weekend when a police officer was shot and critically injured during a traffic stop. They're asking everyone for prayers as the six-year veteran continues to fight for his life. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
It was about 7:15 Saturday night when police say two officers pulled over a Toyota on F Street just off Tioga. The car was unregistered and the driver, Ramon Rodriguez Vasquez, didn't have a license. As per protocol, they called the PPA for a tow, officials say, and went through the car as part of an inventory for the tow. That's when police say they saw a holster on the floor and went to speak with the suspect about it, but he took off running and the pair of officers chased him. They say unprovoked, Rodriguez Vasquez fired three times at them. Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Venor.
His partner fired at least one time during the incident. At that point in the video, you see the partner turns and sees that his partner is down.
Shot in the neck, the partner rushed the six-year veteran to the hospital where he remains on a ventilator. Authorities say Rodriguez Vasquez continued running until about G and Tioga when he tried but failed to carjack a person driving a maroon minivan. They don't know who that driver is, but they want to talk to them.
Rodriguez Vasquez is being held on $12.5 million bail. An 8-year-old boy is in stable condition after being shot in the leg in the city's East Frankfort section. Police say it happened shortly before 1 p.m. Monday in the 1800 block of Gillingham Street near Mulberry Street. The circumstances leading up to the shooting are being investigated. Officials say a weapon has been recovered, and so far no arrests have been made. A Philadelphia teen pleads guilty in Montgomery County to a 2022 Pottstown shooting that left one man dead and a teenager wounded. Investigators say the shooting happened during an attempted robbery. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Malbert reports.
19-year-old Yame Barnes' murder trial was scheduled to start this week, but she pleaded guilty to third-degree murder and aggravated assault for a shooting at 10 p.m. on August 28, 2022 on Grant Street near Union Alley in Pottstown that killed 25-year-old Dakari Rome. A 17-year-old told police he was sitting between two people in the back seat of a parked SUV. Barnes was in the driver's seat and Rome was in the front passenger seat. 20-year-old Kasim Williams was sitting next to the teen and asked to see his gun. When the 17-year-old handed it to Williams, Williams passed it to Barnes. Barnes then pointed the gun at the 17-year-old and said, "What else you got?" The teen told police he put his left hand up. A shot was fired. It went through his hand and hit Rome in the chest. Charging documents say text messages between Rome and Williams show they were planning on robbing the 17-year-old. Williams is already serving a 12 to 24-year prison sentence.
Barnes will be sentenced later this year. Prosecutors told the judge they plan to cap their sentencing request for Barnes at 12 to 25 years. Philadelphia Congressman Brendan Boyle plans to introduce a bill Tuesday that will bring Congress to Philadelphia in 2026 to mark the nation's 250th anniversary. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The bill would authorize a joint session of Congress to be held in Philadelphia on July 2, 2026 to commemorate the semi-quincentennial. Speaking at the Independence Visitors Center, Congressman Brendan Boyle announced his proposal to bring Congress back to the nation's birthplace.
Through this special meeting of Congress, we will ensure that the eyes of the nation, indeed the eyes of the world, will be on Philadelphia as we celebrate America's 250th birthday.
Boyle, who's a Democrat, says in a climate of political divisiveness, he's received bipartisan support for the idea.
I think this is the kind of thing that can help bring us together.
Since the Capitol moved to Washington, Congress has had only two other joint sessions outside of D.C. In Philadelphia in 1987 for the 200th anniversary of the Constitution, and in New York 1 year after 9/11. On Independence Mall, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All-Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All-Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.